Hello, my name is Christian Brouwer. I'm the Secretary General of BRAFA.
BRAFA is in its 67th edition.
Yes.
So it's been around for a while. It's one of the most important art fairs in the world. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I can say that it has grown in 66 years' time. It's grown a lot and changed a lot. It has become much more international than it was before. We have moved three times, and three times it was like a boost. So today we are on new premises, and I hope it's going to be another boost for BRAFA as well.
And what's the variety of sorts of objects that are exposed?
The more the better, I would say. That was our philosophy from the beginning on. Slowly it was going towards eclecticism, and we are always very happy when we have new exhibitors who have a speciality that we didn't have before. So we have tried also not to be overwhelmed by one type of speciality and to have a kind of balance among the exhibitors, so that of course there are some specialities where you've got more than of others. We have a long waiting list, but if someone comes with something that we haven't had till now, then he might jump a few places to get into BRAFA.
Okay, now for some people who might be a little intimidated of coming to this kind of affair, and I know people come here to buy, but also people come here just to see, what would you say to them so that they wouldn't feel nervous about coming to something like this?
One of the things that is mostly said when it's compared to more stiff upper lip fairs, that BRAFA is something where it is a conviviality that you hardly find in other fairs. There is a way of doing it. It's difficult to explain what it is because we just do what we do.
So the famous Belgian conviviality is totally on display at this fair.
Yes, I think it is so. And it's apparently something also that has gone to the exhibitors who come from abroad. When they come here, they always say, oh, it's like being on holiday. We feel extremely relaxed. What do you do for that? They feel immediately at home, they feel welcomed, and there is a kind of atmosphere in the fair where you feel kind of a cozy place to be.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Arne Quinze. I am the guest of honor of BRAFA.
I'm familiar with your work as these large sculptures and constructions, like the canopy outside the Flemish Parliament that was there a few years ago in Brussels, and now in Paris, the beautiful Dreamer, which is a huge 12-meter flower. But here it looks like you're going in a completely different direction. You're doing intimate indoor paintings of flowers. Is this new for you?
No, absolutely not. I've been painting since the 80s and as a graffiti artist, but also painting cinema posters because in the beginning they couldn't print them, and so I had to paint them. And 15 years ago, I had an exhibition of my flower paintings at the Impressionist Festival in Rouen. So I'm painting really since a while. But my public installations are so different dialogue with people, but I enjoy this as much as private garden or my house. And from small works to large installations, and everything has always a base on the snapshots of my garden.
You say you want to bring people back together with your art. How do you accomplish this?
So as human beings, we are all born between the four sterile walls of a hospital. And after we go to school, then we are work between the four brick walls of the school. And then the next step, we go to work, and then we have the four concrete walls of, and then we die, and they put us between the four walls of a coffin. So for me, how come to live so far from nature? And I see that's my quest, to bring nature back into our cities and into people's life. And in cities, most art also elitist, and behind the four walls of a museum. And for me, the more we bring down these walls, the more people will come into contact with culture, and we will lower the threshold to enter museum or culture houses. So for me, it's so important to try to make these public spaces better as my own living room, or better as my own garden.
What does being BRAFA's guest of honor mean to you, do for you?
For me, first, it's a great honor for me to be the youngest. Even that I'm 50 years old, but I'm still the youngest and first Belgian guest of honor of BRAFA. But 80% of my projects are abroad, and so it's certainly a recognition and a pleasure to show my oeuvre in my own capital city and to know who was before me. I'm in a row of very nice, important artists. So for me, it's a really big, big honor.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations for being the guest of honor.
Yeah, and more than welcome to enjoy my colorful garden here at BRAFA.
Thank you.
Thank you.